You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you and prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
I have a secret I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Monday, June 26th, 2023. Sarah, it's just us. It's just Sarah, Vinny, Brinny, and Alex. And man, I just can't thank our listeners enough for the great turnout and just the enthusiasm. I mean, people were just on fire.
Mm-hmm.
That was just really something. And it was all you guys, because honestly, you brought the energy. Just the four of us doing a show, and plus V-Hale, us doing a show. If you're not giving it back tenfold, it's not happening. And you were. You gave it back 100-fold. It was just amazing. Like, and it was also one of those shows where everyone's standing, and the energy can flag really easily in stuff like that. And it just, honestly, it felt, the whole room, it felt like we were floating. It was just amazing. Just so great. And for such a fun thing, too, to do it for Pride and to be involved with the drag show. And I really can't say enough about it. I just loved it so much. John and I sat around all day yesterday talking about it. Like, and remember when this happened? And remember this? And
what did John have to say about it?
He just loved it. He was like, and he was saying, too, he goes, you know, I've never had a problem with an Alice listener. Never. Mm. Like, I've, you know, all these things I go to, I'm always, it's always just like the nicest people, and I have the best conversations. He says it's so fun because they want to take pictures with me too, like I'm a part of the thing. And it's just, I can't say enough about how incredibly nice our listeners are.
John's pretty easy to like, though, too. I mean,
I think so.
That's in part him as well. I mean, he could be jealous or dicky or whatever, and then people
right.
would
he
be
could
like,
make it
man,
go wrong.
What the hell happened to what did Sarah link up with that guy for when she could have had the guy from Tears for Fears or Eddie Van Halen?
God, or all these options I had. These people all wanted to marry
was
me.
The guy last week, Richard
Fortus?
Oh, Richard Fortus. Yeah, right, the guy from Guns N' Roses wanted you too for fun.
He turned
sakes.
Him down too.
I didn't turn him down. That was never a question. I just the guy I know.
There she'd be. Oh, you gave it to him.
No, I knew him in St. Louis. We were acquaintances. He was
I thought you and John were already didn't you go to St. Louis together?
Yes.
Oh.
So why'd you bone the guy from Guns N' Roses?
I don't know why. I found myself boning him. I don't know how it happened. Jesus.
Well, I'm sure John went, all right. I mean, there's some throwback probably memories to the good old days when you just throw down as soon as you meet someone. Maybe you just had a momentary lapse of judgment.
Yeah, John's a really, really good guy.
Very understanding.
Yeah. Putting up with that kind of shit, right? That's, I agree. God, he's so great. I don't know how I... Man, it's like you know how everybody like on just the smallest level, this is what like people who are featured in tabloids, like literally everyone they have a 2 second conversation with, they're dating them and having their baby or something, you know what I mean? Like anyone that I've ever met in my life, I guess I could have fucked and married.
What I pictured is like, you know, those 18-wheelers, how you get run over once, but then there's a couple more tires after
yes,
that.
The hits just keep coming. Boom, 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 boom.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. We're talking about John. And the secret show is great.
Hey, look, all I'm trying to say is you're super viable and clearly everybody wants some. So what are you going to do?
Everybody wants you.
Everybody wants
up. No, no. Do find that Billy Squire song. Everybody wants you. I don't know if that's the name of it. I think it is, though.
Yeah, no, that's it. But I was thinking everybody wants some from Van Halen. But either way, they all work.
Well, he wanted some, too. You know, even Van Halen wanted me so much. God, I'm fucking hot. I don't know how I get to this hot. I can't believe I'm such a hot person.
Everybody wants you.
So good. Bang. You know what? I want to be like in a Billy Squire tribute band where we just do that one album, Don't Say No, every song start to finish. God damn, it's fun to sing. And hey, John, can you learn Everybody Wants You from Billy Squire, please?
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it?
Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about, like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Thank you. Probably already knows it.
Probably does already know it.
I know. That guy, I'm like, you know, it goes, da-na, da-na, and he goes, oh, yeah, I know that one. Oh, everyone!
Hey, can I have spaghetti for dinner tonight? All right, thanks. Awesome.
Okay, great. Thank you. He really is easy to like, isn't he? Yeah. Like, yeah. I keep on liking him. Keep on keeping on. Funny. It is funny though. Like, we've had this conversation a bunch of times. Like, I mean, I've been, I guess, sales pitching that guy since I've known you. You know, since I've known him. Like, I believe that when I die, and hopefully that's before him, because I don't know what I'd do if I died second, he will have no problem. Like, there'll be girls who, you know, the ladies who show up with the casseroles and the low-cut
Sure, absolutely. Shirts. Yeah, yeah. I don't doubt that. He's definitely a good guy and worth a fortune. So, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he'll be rich. He'll be
and
rich.
Finally, he can once and for all dust off his clothes and go, I'm not doing that shit ever again. Fuck that stuff. No more housework. I'm done.
Yeah, he hates that. But he'll hopefully he'll die before my I got some term life insurance policy. That's going to end pretty soon, though.
Oh,
hopefully I die before then. You know, that money.
What kind of thing is that to say?
Well, I mean, you pay all these years for all this life insurance, and then what? You outlive the term life policy? Like, no. Did I tell you that when we so we got this 20-year policy when our kids were little, and it was like, I don't know, not that bad really for like $1 million policies, like $700 a year. Some crazy, you know, whatever it was.
Right.
So 20 years go by and they'd been taking the money out of my account, and I guess maybe occasionally they would send me emails or whatever. They've just been auto debiting my account every year, and they must have sent something that I either missed or it went in my junk mail or something happened, because I did not know that I had to tell them I was done paying for it. When I thought it's a term policy. When the term is up.
Oh, they re-upped you and probably raised the price as well. Is that what you're about to tell us?
And took the money out of my account.
Oh.
Not just raised the price, took the $12,000 out of my account. Bounced my account.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I all kinds of, like, the bank's going crazy. I bounce a bunch of checks. I'm like, oh my God, what's happening? And then to get that, it took 3 months to get that $12,000 back. 3 months. They were just like, what?
Was the $12K for 1 year?
It was more than 12. It was like 6,500 for me and 6,000 for John or some crazy
for
thing.
For 1
like
year.
For 1 year.
Oh!
It went from $700 a year to, you guys are fucking old, and now it's $12,000 a year.
Yeah, that's one of those points where you go, you know, the kids can just sell everything and hopefully they're going to be fine.
Yeah.
No, I'm not paying that.
They're also, they're grown now. I mean, we got another policy. We went through another place and we got another shorter policy. Like, we're not doing another 20 years. But it would be, you know, it's great to have a life insurance, a term, not universal life. You get a term or whole life policy, whatever those things are called. You don't want a whole life. You get these term insurance policies, and then when something happens, that the person who it didn't happen to gets an immediate, I call it grieving money. You can, your bills are paid and you don't have to worry about money for a minute. So how do we get on this? Oh, because when he when I die, he'll be fine.
Oh, right. John's going to be
John at the party with the listeners. John's great with the listeners. He's always, you know, especially with his guitar, he'll serenade away.
There have been times, because of course, you know, lots of times when we do those Sonoma pool parties and those fun things like that, which, by the way, those could be coming back. I'm ready for that. You know, Vinny and I got to get up the next morning and do a morning show. We have to be up at 4. So, and we've been up since 4 the morning before. So we'd go and have the pool party, and then 8 o'clock, I'm like, all right, salute.
That's when John's party starts.
And that's when John starts. John actually, and Bryn's. Come on, don't act like you don't stay up later.
I have to leave early. I'm like midway through. It is fun, though. Super fun.
It is. Like, he just knows all the songs, and that is fun. Like, people who've had a couple drinks, they want to have a sing-along. I don't know what it is. It's universal. All right. I wanted to read you...
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today.
DSW, let us surprise you.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to tease tomorrow's bad advice right now.
What?
Yes. Because, first of all, it's long, but it's sad. But it is, I think it's an incredibly difficult situation that lots of people have found themselves in. So I think it's pretty relatable. But it's rough, man. It really is. And I really felt like today's rough enough. It's already a Monday. And I wanted to acknowledge what a great time we had over the weekend and stuff, too. So there's that. But, oh, man. You know what? I'm going to read you the first paragraph of this, and then tomorrow we'll do the whole thing, because it's really sweet. I've been an SMV listener for years. I love Brendan and Alex, and I feel incredibly connected to both Sarah and Vinny. If we could blend them together, that would be me. Like Vinny, I grew up in Irvine and San Diego, and like Sarah, I'm in my 50s, happily married with two boys, one who's an engineer and one who's a musician.
Jesus Christ. Funny.
The most comforting thing for me is how Sarah makes me feel better about married sex. Sarah, thanks for normalizing what is most likely happening to women in their 50s all over the world. Listen, it was happening in my 40s too, so don't, it's not new. But yes, it's so great. Oh my God, I just look forward to Friday night so
Hey,
much.
For the record though, I want to point this out because I do think this is, when we hear these stories about people who end up divorced and you go, what? You guys seemed great or whatever. And it is one of the things, when the sex goes away and you become roommates as you're raising your children, you have to fight through that urge to not and make it happen. Sarah makes it happen, because I'm telling you right now, these women who, and you hear it all the time, he cheated on me with, yeah, but were there signs like that whole not having sex for years before he cheated on you? Like, did you see any of that? I understand there are people who will say, I was fucking him three times a week, and he was still fucking someone else. Yeah, that's out there. I admit, when I hear that story, I can't figure that one out at all. I don't know if that guy's like an addict or just needs it because his... Yeah, well, sometimes these guys are, you know, need to be a player in order to feel like they're worth a piss. Right. You know, I don't know. But I do think that that's more surprising and certainly not on you if you are still having a sex life and he's cheating on you then. Well, that guy's a fucking jerk. Yeah. But you're a guy who's not getting sex from his perfectly capable wife, I don't get it. That's tough. It's tough to take that.
Well, anyway, that's just the opening salvo on her thing. It goes, but that's, I like that, that's the only happy part of this whole email, by the way.
No.
But she tells a good story. That's, I appreciate that. Like, it's one thing to have a heavy problem. It's another thing to really lay it out in a great way. Like, I read this thing and I just feel it so much.
Oh, I hate the tease. I hate it.
Well, we'll do it. I'll get right to it tomorrow, okay?
We just don't.
I know you need to turn this around. Don't act like you don't. You make me the bad guy. You make me the bad guy every time. When really, it's you, Alex. Oh, you're the fucking problem. It's you.
All right, let's wrap it up, guys.
All right, here we go. I think Vinny, this guy sounds so familiar to me. Last secret show, this is Tyler from SF.
Oh yeah.
Last secret show I went to was a decade ago on the Wharf and got super crazy after hours with the morning show crew. So thank you for another great one. Did you hang with Tyler later in the day, you guys?
Us?
Yeah, he's saying it happened again. Last one I went to, and another great one.
Oh, no, afterwards I did not hang with Tyler this time.
Do you think it was V-Hale? I think I know Tyler, right?
I'm not sure, but I'm going to put up a picture right now. Give me a sec.
Oh, you've got a picture of Tyler?
Uh-huh.
I'm waiting for the certain face to come up.
All right. Can you see that?
I see a lady.
Yeah, that's Tyler.
Oh, Tyler's a lady?
Who's that handsome beast with her?
I know.
Good God, that guy's
a 70s porn star. My God.
Sheriff.
Amazing.
Yeah, looking good.
Yes, I do recognize that lady. That is not at all who I thought we were talking about here. But Tyler from SF, I'm glad you had a great time. And thanks to everybody who came out to the secret show.
You know what's funny when you have in your head an idea of how you're going to look, a costume or whatever, and as you don't have the things you need, and you start putting things together to make shift, and this becomes that, and I need a badge. Now I don't have a badge. I cut up a manila envelope in order to make my stars.
Oh, is that what you did?
It's kind of golden.
Did you do it there at the
No, I did it just as I was getting ready. Christine, I'm like, okay, Isla, I need you to make me a badge for, and then she doesn't at all. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, did you make the badge? She looks up. She's like, what? Oh, God damn it.
What?
I run out of the room and there's a manila envelope that the car we just bought for Christina has all the paperwork in. I throw everything out of it. I'm like, this is my, these are my stars.
Oh my God.
I got Christina making stars while I'm putting my, it was a whole shit show, but it's honestly.
Look at you pulled it off. He's like a trucker daddy or something.
Such high hopes for what I was supposed to look like. And that's what you got. I'm very sorry.
Oh, so funny. I love it.
That's the best I could put together in the moment.
I put my blue wig on and I realized afterwards, I'm just like, what are you doing? Like I looked at some of the pictures. I'm like, I can't see out of the bushy feathers I have like surrounding my eye holes.
Those eyelashes were great that you had on.
I do love those, but they are not, they're not good for like, I don't know. They're
for
in
seeing?
Your way. Yeah. They're
seeing,
in your way. Yeah. They're not good for seeing, Vinny. That's exactly right. I had to keep like lifting them up. Like,
they're like 2 inches long. It was crazy.
I know. They were nuts. But it was so much fun. It was just such a good time.
Yep, agreed. Yeah,
and it went by like a flash.
Oh, my
man.
God. I felt like we had just started. And you're like, all right, well, we got to get to our I'm like, what? And I look at my clock. I'm like, oh, my God, it's been 45 minutes already. How long did the whole thing turn out to be?
I think it was about 45 minutes.
Oh, it was?
Is that right, Alex?
Yeah, it was about exactly 45, yep.
Yeah.
Oh, did you cut parts out?
No.
Not much, no. It was, yeah, it was basically.
And that was another thing. I felt like the Honey Mahogany interview went really fast.
It went, yeah, and I had to cut it off because the drag queens were waiting to perform.
Oh.
Well, that's what I was told by the
stage manager. But then you told us we had to stall because the drag queens weren't
ready.
Well,
you know how that goes. They're like, hey, make sure you guys get off the stage before so they can prepare? And then suddenly I'm like, oh, okay, can you guys stall because they're, whatever. So that's just how
it was such a weird,
right?
Yeah, it happens. Yeah.
But yeah, well, it happened so fast.
I was impressed by the giant crew that came out to remove our stuff off the stage when we were still on. No, that was exciting.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, well, sure, take the chair. I'll jump. That's sorry to be in your way.
Take the chair. We'll just stand here. No problem.
No problem. That's funny. Yeah. All right. Well, there's another one for the books. And then tomorrow I'll get to that. It's such a rough story. It starts so nice. And then you're like, oh, no.
No.
Have a great day, you guys, and we'll see you back here on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. The end.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really. Or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?